And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa back in the world headquarters here of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have a great show for you today. Yes, indeed, from Fast Lane Kayaks, we have the crew here today. Mr. Ron Lane, Logan Downing, and Hayden Lane are here, going to be talking some serious fishing and a lot of good stuff here. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way with GOAT modes. That's goes over any terrain. It's time to see Ford in a new light. New inventory has arrived. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers to take a test drive today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great show we're going to have today. Lots of fun. Packed house full of fun today with the boys from Fast Lane. It's going to be a great show.
No kidding. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, boys.
Good morning.
Great to see you. Yeah. And super to have you. So, Ron, you're the band leader today. Yeah. What's going on at Fast Lane?
A whole bunch. It's been a little while.
Yeah.
With the
time changed, weather, the show coming up.
How about this weather? Come on.
Yeah.
How can you not want a kayak on a weather like
this? When it's 85 degrees on the coast in March.
We had visitors come, they were coming by, like tourists, and they're going, man, if I knew it was going to be 90 degrees on the beach, I would have brought more toys.
Yeah. I know. It's great. Very, very different for sure. Yeah, but it's been good. And then, Logan, the show's coming up, right? This Thursday through Sunday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
Pretty stoked for it.
You guys are going to be ready for it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super ready.
We've got a big old booth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, we've got, when you're hanging around the booth, there's some booths that are on fire.
Right.
There's some that are just, you kind of go in and it's like they're just there. Maybe you see a hamburger in the corner or something. And this year, I really want to pump it up. And we went up to the PCS show. I saw you there,
Orange County, right?
And your booth was firing.
What a fabulous show that was!
And
huh?
they actually had people that would go, "Oh yeah, what are you looking for? You got to check this out."
Sure,
that kind of thing. So we got this idea to bring out one of the Salty Crew team guys from South Carolina that's just been lighting the kayak, the kayak world on fire.
Hayden Lane is here for the first time. Your Woo-hoo! Brother's been here and everything.
Very no, this is your first time.
First time in the world headquarters.
At the world.
I know.
I wouldn't have thought that at all. I I didn't think twice about it. I saw, hey, Dave, what's up, buddy? How's it going? Yeah. I had no idea. Right on. Well, yeah. Welcome in, Hayden.
Well, stoked to be here, guys.
So you're premiering a movie, bringing some guys out for your booth and everything,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think the...
Is the Salty booth going to be attached to the...
No, we're right across from it.
Okay.
The Salty Crew, Amadeo, Fastlane, Lucadia Knives, Dwayne Diego... Coronado Brewing all in one big corner, I think.
Wow.
This is domination there.
Yeah. The Salty Crew quarter. Yeah.
That's cool.
So, yeah, and then we're going to bring out Quentin Turco, who's from the Outer Banks. And he's on the Salty Crew team, and he's got his YouTube channel, Turco Outdoors, which is just tons of viral content on his kayak, fishing from his jet ski, traveling the world. Super fun watch. And, but yeah, he's going to come out and hang out at the Fastlane and Salty Crew booth.
Sick. When I saw that, I was up in the office, you know, the crow's nest, which is the Salty Crew office right above my store. And I'm watching this raw footage, and it's Quentin's brother on his hand-me-down kayak, you know, his old Hobie Outback. And he's out fishing bluefin tuna, and he's wanting to catch, you know, like one, you know, a big one, you know, like 60 pounds or something. And as he's casting and it's coming towards him, he goes, and he had a swim bait on it, and he's reeling it up, and the bluefin bites it right at the kayak. So you see the footage.
You see everything.
Oh, it's so cool. It fired me up. So Hayden and Jared brought him out to this show so he can hang out in the booth. We'll be running videos of some of his adventures.
Cool.
And when he landed, it took him a while because he broke off so many. You know, he had wrong line, wrong this.
Sure.
And he finally landed a 150-pound bluefin on an Outback and had to pedal it back to the beach.
Wow.
No way.
And the kayak is just pretty much a standard kayak with a bucket hanging out the back.
I love it.
It's crazy. like a drift anchor, yeah. You know?
That's cool.
That's unreal.
And he's pretty excited. I mean, hooting and hollering.
Yeah.
So this will, and then you're doing you'll have the booth at the show, and then like a big premiere at Dana Landing.
Yeah, Friday, March 20th, down at Dana Landing.
Free food.
Right after the show, free food from Charlie's Landing. And
wow.
Yeah, going to be live music, free food, free drinks. Going to be a rad time.
What time is that going to be?
From 6 to 9. So, after the show, kind of head down, and
yeah.
Movie will probably start around 8 o'clock once it gets dark enough for the projectors to work.
Nice.
But, yeah, it's our new movie, Coastlines, and features a bunch of surfing and fishing footage from Southern California Bight down to Mag Bay with our buddies at Los Locos.
Wow.
A lot of striped marlin fishing, big, some really cool footage of Dwayne and some of the other team guys. They had a, I can't remember the time, but they went white sea bass at night, got like 14 of them,
whoa.
14 or 15, and then woke up in the morning and got, I think it was four big bluefin. Like,
how cool. Yeah. That's awesome. Kind of a good day.
And this was off of Baja?
No, this was San Clemente Island.
Oh, it's San Clemente Island.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
Rads, we got footage from down in Baja and then a bunch of other stuff that kind of links in Channel Islands and some surf footage from up in like Rincon. And so, yeah, kind of like the whole kind of coastline was the idea.
So it's a free event.
Free event, yeah.
Free event at Dana Landing, Fastlane, on Friday, 6 to 9.
Yep. Yeah, free event, all ages.
That?
Come down. We're
That's
gonna,
rad.
Yeah, try to yeah. fill up Dana Landing.
So if you're headed to the Del Mar San Diego show,
yep.
just on the way home or when you're finished at the show, just come on down.
Yeah, yeah. So it come down after the show on Friday or, if you go to the show a different day, come down on Friday.
Okay,
and
sick.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. So I know...
Wait a minute. I saw some of this footage and Hayden, I think this might be your best movie ever. I mean, I really like, you know...
Because you premiered it up in Orange County, too, at the Orange County show up in Belleville.
Yeah, that was the first premiere, when first release was up there and after the Orange County show, yeah.
Everybody dig it?
Yeah.
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 It's like a National Geographic, you know, moment.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
You see this diver, you know, he catches a marlin, and then he jumps in the water, and he's swimming around with, like, how many were there in that shot?
Crazy underwater footage and super slow-mo, like red camera, 4K.
Wow.
It's wild watching those marlin, like, attack those bait ball down there in Mag Bay. But yeah,
so they light up and they kind of cool.
They like communicate with each other. You see them like one will light up and then it'll attack the bait ball and the other one's kind of wait and it's
interesting.
It's cosmic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Logan, I know you are the real brains behind putting the booth together over there at Fastlane. How's that coming together? What's the booth going to be like at the show?
It's been good. I'd say it's a team brain. So we have Ava is kind of the logistical. She's putting all that together and then I'm promoting it, and Callan's building it out. So it's a full team effort.
Yeah.
And Ron's just head honcho doing everything.
Supervising.
Supervisor. I was gonna say lead chairlift climber. But yeah.
As you should.
Yeah. It's been really cool. So we've been rigging up a pro angler with pretty much the best accessories you can possibly put on a kayak. So that'll be on display to get people to dream about what, you know, what's going on in the world of kayak fishing and like what you can pretty much do.
How far?
So like live scope and then the new Garmin motor called the Force Current is going to be on it too.
Yeah. So you have a flagship boat and just everything cool you could possibly attach to that boat is going to be on display.
Is that Chris Minnick's boat?
Yeah.
No.
It's a lesser version of
it. Oh, but speaking of Chris, we got good news. The Anglers, which is the new line of fishing inflatable kayaks, are going to be here soon.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
We've got a lot of them sold already.
Yeah.
And Debbie tells me, she goes, Ron, you know, we're going to run out.
So, not in time for the show, though.
Yeah, we're going to run out.
No, I mean, probably are they going to be here by this week?
No, they won't be here. But what she said was, she goes, if anybody's even thinking about
better jump on it.
Well, yeah, and all you got to do is put down a $100 refundable deposit. And that'll hold your spot. And then we just call you when we get them.
So how does this boat differ than the old inflatable?
Well, it's got, for one, it comes standard with turbo fins and, 180.
Wow.
So now you can go in reverse real easily while you're fishing. So that's a kind of a must. And you can't get those without a pretty big surcharge. And now we can't even do that because we can't get the turbo fins. So these come with it. They come with the ability to slap a little motor on it. They come with H-rails, rod holder.
Wow. And all in an inflatable.
Yeah. It all goes in the bag.
Wow.
This I got to see.
That's and 9 and 11 foot?
No, they're 10 and 12.
10 and 12 feet.
So the 9 and 11 are the recreational ones. And Chris has turned that 9-footer into the most ultimate fishing kayak I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I think he's got 10 rod holders standing up on one side. He's got a live scope on it, you know, the Garmin live scope. That talks to the motor. So he can motor somewhere fast, and then when he gets there, he can just use the pedals. Mm-hmm. It's brilliant how he set that boat up.
So anyway, so the booth, you're going to have this boat that you guys set up, right?
Yeah, we've done a couple pro anglers like this one.
Okay.
For customers, so we're kind of making it simple and really effective. That's kind of our whole goal behind it.
Uh-huh.
But it's going to be really cool. And then, yeah, we're going to have the anglers there. And then just all of Hobie's best fishing kayaks, really. So you can just get your hands on it and just kind of look at it. And then talk to Quentin, talk to us. People have used them a ton and caught crazy fish on it.
Yeah.
And had crazy memories on them. And, yeah, I think it's going
to
be really cool.
Well, that's what we're hoping to do is that when you go to some boat shows, you'll go into and they look at you. Okay, has he got his checkbook with him? Is he qualified to buy this boat? That's not what we're doing. We're going to be talking kayak fishing with guys that fish the kayaks in the booth. So it'll be exciting.
That's cool. Yeah. So live scope on a kayak is now a reality. Like for saltwater, live scope is kind of tough because you got the pole and stuff like that. But on a kayak, it's perfect, right?
Yeah, because it's all like right in one little spot. And this Lowrance actually came out with this cool live scope system called the Eagle i9. Callan loves installing them because there's no computer, so everything's all in the screen.
Oh.
For like the Garmin live scope, it is better. And it has this big black box computer, which is heavy and all that. And so for
it takes a lot of power.
You can totally put it on a kayak. Chris Minnick has it on his iTrek 9.
Sure.
Like,
yeah, iTrek 9.
Yeah, if he can install it on one of the smallest platforms you have, you'll find a spot to put it on a pro angler.
Yeah, so you can put the best on the best live scope system on pretty much every kayak we have in the shop.
Yeah.
But the Eagle i9's just more compact, and just you just put the screen on, and it just goes straight to the transducer.
Oh.
And it's just easy to install, and it does the trick for a lot of our customers that have used it.
Same kind of thing, like a side-scan sonar kind of thing.
It's live scope.
It's live
scope. So it's full live sonar. You can see the fish eat your lure on your screen.
Yeah.
It just doesn't have the detail that the Garmin
does. You just don't want to see them spit it out.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're kind of the electronics guy for Fastlane, right? Kind of.
I'm just regurgitating all this info Callan gives me. Okay. Callan's the real genius. Yeah.
The guy that really does. Funny.
Yeah.
So you guys have become like experts at setting up the kayak with all the bells and whistles. You and Callan, right?
Yeah. We've been a bunch of new stuff's come out, so we've had to like learn and adapt. But it's really the similar process to what we've been. I mean, Ron's methods for. How long? Like 26 years or so?
Yeah, this has been a really fun time. Yeah. The evolution's accelerating.
Right.
You guys have mentioned motors a couple of different times already, and it seems like, you know, that's always been a thing from way back in the day, but it seems like that's been a lot more refined and easier to deal with now for a guy that wants to travel a longer distance and then pedal when he gets there or vice versa. What's changed in that?
Before we answer that, we're going to talk to Captain Frank Lopresti on the line. Right. Good morning, Frank.
Wow. Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Great, Frank.
Well, it sounds like kayak fishing is going to be the new thing.
Wow.
It's just getting better and better and better all the time.
We're going to get you in one. How about that, Frank?
Yeah. Well, that's a possibility.
You never know.
But I thought you might want to know that Aliar has limits of bluefin for his first 2 days. Okay?
Holy God. Are you kidding me? Well, we talked last Sunday when he was on the show that he's doing basically, quote-unquote, exploratory three-day, left yesterday morning, right?
Yep. He left at 6 o'clock in the morning, and he has limits. Between last night and early this morning, he limited out for his first 2 days.
Now what's he going to do, Frank?
He's looking for yellowtail.
That's so cool.
That is amazing.
What an awesome news, Frank. That's fantastic.
What's the grade of the fish?
25 to 40 pounds.
Nice grade.
Perfect.
Wow.
Perfect.
And just so you know, he's scheduled to leave again this coming Friday or next Friday, and he's a definite go. He's got lots of room, so anybody that wants to go fish early bluefin, this is the time to go.
So, PolarisSupreme.com, you can give him a call and book right online with that trip. That three-day trip on the Polaris Supreme, after these first couple of weeks, is not going to be available unless you get on a wait list, right?
That is correct. There's openings for the next 5 or 6 trips. Not a lot, but there are some openings, and the next trip is really light. We only have 3 people so far, but it's a definite go.
Yeah.
So that's just coming. That's next Friday.
I have a feeling when people hear this report that those old 3 people are going to have a lot of company here real quick. That's great news.
Yeah.
Well, we certainly hope so, but Aliar wants to stay on top of the fish, so it's a definite go.
That's
anyhow, thank you very much.
And is there going to be any other coverage to help him out there, Frank? I mean, obviously there's fish.
Well, David Ibrahim is down there right, or is just getting into the area right now.
On the tomahawk.
So, yes, he is.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's hope he's able to score, too. There's fish seeing above where Aliar was, and David should be getting to that area here shortly. And then Aliar was down a little further.
Nice.
This is great news. Yes. How exciting, Frank.
The bluefin season is on locally here in
that
Southern California.
That didn't take long.
Right.
Right. And don't forget the great yellowtail fishing that the guys are having. Liberty had great fishing yesterday. I know Booger on the San Diego.
How about
had
that?
Good fishing.
54 yellows. Did you see the grade of that fish?
Really nice.
Nice. What did the Liberty end up with, Frank?
64.
And it was all 15 to 30 pounds, right?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of that 22 to 27 pound fish. I mean, jeez. There's a video on Instagram there with Taro showing some of them fish, and they are beautiful.
Wow.
Love this.
Good stuff, man. Well, thanks, Frank. Appreciate that. And so glad that Daliar's experiment was a success.
Yeah, we're glad to. All right, take care.
Thanks Frank. Frank. Good news. Yeah. So sorry I interrupted
you there, Ron, but I saw
Frank there, and I was like, we got to have to get the news from Frank.
You can interrupt us with Limits of Bluefin anytime you ever want, but you can especially do it when it's the first trip of the year.
Yeah, no kidding.
Pretty much reality is like, Bluefin what?
So answer to that question that Ricky was just talking about?
Yeah, motors have been trending.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think it's driven by the tournament guys.
Okay.
That want to get on. It's not different than bass boats, you know, the big glittery, get there at 150 miles an hour and then, you know, put on the little motor on the front and troll around a little bit, you know. So what I think, you know, a majority of our client is looking for exercise and fun together.
Totally.
And I always say this. I go, man, it's great when you can disguise your exercise with fun.
And that's what you sell at Fastlane. Fun. Right?
And and so here you go and put a motor on it. Now, for specific reasons, like older guys that want to get back if they're having health issues or something, that's all great. And we do that. We've done it a lot. We have all different kinds of motors, the Bixby, the Newport motors, the that new one, the Force Current from
Garmin. That's the
Garmin one? Oh, my goodness. I didn't ever think they could build something like this. It's got Bluetooth pedals.
Wow.
You don't even have wires or cables going to the motor.
Crazy. Just,
which one is the lightest of all of them?
The Bixby.
The Bixby is light.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Bixby is really light.
And what about power?
The highest power is probably the Newport NK300.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. And the Garmin's probably similar to that.
Similar.
I mean, you really, how fast do you want to go on a kayak, really?
But, do you have to be concerned about weight when it comes to that motor?
Yeah, a little bit.
Not a pro angler.
Yeah, not on a pro angler. It depends on your kayak.
On the kayak, yeah.
But, like, the battery's kind of a big deal.
Well, you still
but we
run
have
out
lithium.
Of room quicker than you run out of.
Amazing how light those lithiums are with the power.
Yeah, so you can get a lot done with small, low battery. Yeah.
But back to motors, they are trending, and they are popular, and I'm not one of those guys, though. You know, a lot of my team guys and clients.
Pedals.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
You know,
get some exercise.
You and I have spent hours out at a lake, you know, up in Mammoth, just fly fishing on a quiet.
Pedaling or nice and quiet, yeah. But the old motors are a nice option, for sure.
Yeah.
And you cover more
land. Yeah, if you want to do your pedaling on the, you know, a mile away from there, you can get there and then go right back to fishing and pedal and do what you do. But if you want to be able to cover a long distance, that option exists, too.
That's exactly. It sounded like Chris Minnick. Yeah. You do know the guy.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about.
Well, you're not kidding, man. So much fun to have this crew in here this morning. Lots of great info and lots of great fun. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on the fan this morning. We are standing by to take your phone calls. Again, 833-288-0973. Or just send us a text. Man, the text of the show is so popular. There's already been a bunch of great texts coming through. These boys are going to have their hands full with all the tech questions that are already filing through in the text messages. And if you want to send in a text, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. If you don't have it already, you need to get it. It's the easiest way to keep in touch with Let's Talk Hookup. You can hear all the archive shows, how I caught up on the fun shows you did last week with Pfeiffer and Ali R. It's just so easy to listen to the past shows on the Let's Talk Hookup app. I was driving the truck and trailer home from the PCS show listening to Ali R. talk about hopefully catching bluefin, and then here we are a week later catching limits. So lots of fun on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And again, it's the only way to text in your questions to the boys. When you do, make sure you include your contact info along with the question. Just a name and a phone number in case you win that big prize at the end of the show today. And man, do we have a cool prize for you today. We're going to tell you about it when we come back. There's more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The PCS show will be coming to Del Mar, and we will have an enormous booth. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out when you walk into the first building at the show. We saved our most incredible and exclusive deals for our hometown show. Deals never before seen. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale, with a ton of high-quality saltwater products that no one else will have. For saltwater tackle at the PCS Del Mar show, your best stop is at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check Independence Sport Fishing.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here already with the boys this morning, talking fun and talking kayaks. And man, we didn't talk about what an amazing gift Hayden and everybody provided today. How about this? For one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show today, not only are you going to get to come enjoy the Del Mar PCS show, because you're getting two tickets to come to the show, but again, one lucky caller or texter is going to win a $200 shopping spree in Salty Gear at Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Unreal. Somebody's going to get to drive, which probably one of the best selections of Salty Crew gear in all of San Diego is at the headquarters at Fast Lane. And, yeah, somebody's going to get to go check everything out. I mean,
right below the crow's nest.
Everything.
Yeah.
Shorts and shirts and foul weather gear and gear and bags and everything. I mean,
so we called it a $200, you know, shopping spree on Salty Crew. But Hayden was mentioning these bibs that just came out. Hayden, talk about those. I wore them fishing lobster with Pete a few weeks ago, and I was amazed. And I actually could put stuff in my pocket.
Yeah, we've had we call them the long range outerwear bib, and we've had the same one for a few years now. And Jared and the team had been testing it and coming up with like little upgrades that they want to do, and made a lot of upgrades to the thing. New pockets so you can reach your pants pocket underneath the bib instead of having their own pocket. Updated zippers, all sorts of stuff, and now it comes in camo, which is kind of neat too. But yeah, those things have been selling really well for us, and it's a really killer upgrade and a good price point too. You know, not a super expensive bib, but kind of everything you need and nothing you don't.
We carry the Salty Crew foul weather gear at the shop and love it because it's made for Southern California, and that's a really big deal because there's a lot of people that make foul weather gear. But most of it is they make one set to cover the country, and for us it's all too hot. Like you bake in it or it's too big.
Yeah, that's right.
Here, like we want to deal with, you know, it's spray, it's water, it's bait tank, but it's not cold here, you know. And if you're cold, you have a pair of jeans and a hoodie on, and that's all you need to stay warm. This is very light, so you get really good maneuvering, but it's crazy waterproof. Like, it's really, really good gear, and it's hard to find something that packs up that small and still offers waterproof, but allows you to move around on the boat that's not a big rubber heavy thing. It's my favorite. I really, really like it.
Yeah, Duane Diego seems to.
Yeah.
He lives in those things.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, designed and tested in these waters
here.
And designed
for
it. Yeah. Yeah, thanks for the.
Very cool.
That's the truth. Yeah, we love it, man.
Well, if you want to get through, here's your chance. Kyle standing by at the fan, 833-288-0973. The phones are working this week. Okay?
Yeah, stoked on that.
And $200 Salty Crew shopping spree at Fastlane Kayaks, plus two tickets to this week's show, the PCS show, the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show. Is going to be a fabulous show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Let's jump into the phones.
You got it, man. We're going to start it off this morning with John. He's calling us from San Diego. John, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, guys. I wanted to ask Ron what he felt would be like the most important innovation coming out this year in kayaks, and maybe what could be coming out in the near future.
Ooh, the future, I don't know. It's been hush-hush with Hobie because of the, you know, Bass Pro buying Hobie Cat and moving it up there. So I don't know about the up-and-coming things with Hobie or kayaking. The new Angler is coming out, which is kind of not brand new news, but it hasn't come out yet. We do have a prototype that'll be at the show, and you'll be able to get them. You'll be able to get in.
So what is the Angler?
Well, the pro
angler.
Excuse me, the inflatable angler.
Oh,
the
that's the new thing.
And
so you'll have the prototype at the show.
Yeah,
and you can order it.
Yeah, that's right.
You can get it.
Yeah,
you can get in line to order it.
And we've had them on order for 8 months because of that transfer. It's taken this long.
How is that going? I mean, Bass Pro, great organization, organization.
Yeah.
I mean, buys Hobie and moves everything from Tijuana over to, is it Missouri?
Yeah, Missouri.
Yeah.
White River, Missouri.
Yeah. And so has that been a good thing for Fastlane Kayaks?
Well, yeah. We sell Hobies.
Yeah.
And they rescued Hobie.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Okay.
Or I'd be selling a lot of Salty Crew gear. Of course, that's they true. Sell it, too.
Yeah, you sell that, too.
Well, no, they do. Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, the thing about Hobie is that when they get up and running and having all that behind them, there's going to be some really great innovations. Totally. I just don't know what they are yet.
Yeah.
Because the darn boats we've been selling for years are awesome. I mean, the Outback is still selling really well. The Pro Anglers, they're just great to fish out of. So we'll have all of those at the show with guys that know about them. So if you have questions or you want to compare different boats, I highly recommend you go to that show and talk to guys that go out and catch 150-pound bluefin on them.
Yeah.
On old models.
That's so
even.
Cool. Well, and talk to Logan, who takes it down to the Baja and launches it down there and travels around, catches a whole bunch of fish, right?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
That's on the inflatables, and I'm pretty excited for the iTrek anglers to come out because that's kind of my alley, I guess. I've really focused a lot of fishing time on
inflatables. Yeah.
Just because it's portable, and if you're surfing and whatever, you can.
Yeah.
You just have options. You don't have something living on your roof.
Right.
It's living in your car, and out of your way until you need it.
That's so right.
That's why I'm excited about the anglers, because then we kind of invented this mounting plate so you could put a fish finder on it. But the iTrek Angler is going to make it a little easier because it's going to have those eight trails on it.
It'll have everything on it.
Yeah, so you can put some cool stuff on there, and it comes with rod holders, and it's a little more fishy. It's wider, has three gudgeons in the back, so you can, if you do put a motor on it, which it has a motor bracket on it.
That's crazy.
On the inflatable.
Is, yeah. Which is Chris Minnick is, you should see him in the shop when you see this thing. It's like,
yeah, that's cool.
So, yeah. I'm pretty excited to fish them. I've fished it a couple times.
Well, when you say three gudgeons, that's three separate places that you can put the rudder.
Okay.
So you can move the rudder over to one side or the other. In the other gudgeon, which is a holder, you can put a transducer, and that leaves the middle open for the motor.
That's so cool.
And, you know, the motor has spot lock on it.
And there's so many different accessories that will fit on the A-Trails that have already been made, right?
That's right.
For the other kayaks,
that's
for the
right.
pro anglers and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
Hey, well, as promised, we're going to find out what's going on the water and what a report he's going to have today. We got Marco standing by from C4 Sport Fishing today. That report is sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, and better yet, your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Do you know that Summit's also the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks before your trip? They've got over 40 snacks for 89 cents, as well as sandwiches and frozen bait, too. Ice is nearly half the price of the other places at only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. You can also get 100 pounds of ice for free with a 35-gallon fill, plus the best car wash in town at only $6. Summit Gasoline is free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices in gas at the San Diego Sports Arena. We got him! Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing is standing by. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. Well, I'm sure you've heard there's being a little bit of fish caught right now.
That's so cool.
You know, we're talking about like 2 weeks into March, and I don't think we really got a break from fishing this year. I'm sure, especially if you live inland, you see the weather there. It's a perfect time to go fishing. You know, you got 80, 90 degrees at home. Get out on the water, catch some fish. You got lots of options there. The new C4 fishing those half days, a little bit of calico bass, sand bass, whitefish, sheephead, sculpin. Nice mix of fish there, and as of today, we're back to those two trips a day, the 6 and 12:30 departures. So I know a lot of people, sometimes those later morning ones during the week, are a little tougher because of traffic, but we're back to normal there. San Diego, fishing out the islands, I mean, they just had great fishing, nice mix of yellowtail, rockfish, ling cod, a little bit of other stuff in the mix there. Some good size of those yellowtail, I would say anything from like 10 to 25 pounds. It's coming up week, the Sea Watch, we'll be running those 7 to 4 trips also, and the Polaris Supreme is out on their first trip of the year there. And last we heard, he had limits for the first 2 days on bluefin already. Like, I mean, he's, like, just starting off the second day, and they're already killing him out there. So great fishing there. He's actually got some spots on some of those early trips there. So definitely check the website. In our case, seaforthlanding.com. We've got those half days, morning and afternoon, the 7 to 4 trips coming up. We got the San Diego on their Coronado Islands trips. Check the Polaris Supreme website. Like I said, if you want to do some of those early season trips, there's some great fishing there. Starting to put up some day and a half, 2 days. Like, the season is starting earlier and earlier and going longer and longer, and I think this is about as extreme as you can get there. We just didn't stop. So definitely make your reservations. Get ready to fish. Check out the website, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us in person. Make sure that gear is ready to go and get out there fishing.
Marcos, we're 2 weeks into March. There's really good half-day fishing. San Diego's been crushing the yells of the islands, and the Polaris Supreme's got limits of bluefin tuna. This is 2 weeks into March. This is it, man. Like you said, when do you draw the line from when one season ends to when one begins?
And this is going to be one crazy
I don't think we
year.
Did this year.
Yeah, this is pretty cool.
It's going to be good.
One super season.
Super season. Love that.
Well, great info as always, man. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Glad to hear about all the excellent fishing at C4 Sport Fishing. One more time, shoot us a number if somebody wants to come down and join you.
Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. We're more than happy to get you guys out there fishing.
I love it. Great job, Marcos. Appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you next week.
I'm going to talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, bro. Well, when you got your limits of bluefin from the Polaris Supreme, you need to get them cut. And the best place to do that is with the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. You can check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make your reservations today.
Yeah. Speaking of kayak, speaking of kayak fishing, Fastlane is sponsoring along with Fisherman's Landing Tackle the San Diego Anglers Open Bay Bass Tournament, which Rick and Dallas are going to go defend their title, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully. Saturday, April 25th. $1,500 first place, $750 for the kayak division, and that's going to be super cool. And you guys are involved in that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what a great group.
I mean, yeah.
Super fun. That's a club, man. So, they're always doing something.
If you want to join in, it's April 25th. You can pre-register. You can contact Ken at 619-224-1952 or just check sdatournaments@gmail.com. Just email them there. But it's a great tournament, and I think you can sign up also, I guess, at iAnglerTournaments.com.
Yeah, it was super fun. It's like the tournament is run with an app, you know, and it's done by inches and not by pounds. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have to get a board, but it's all like, you know, real time. You take a picture of your fish and, you know, so everything is releasable. It's all catch and release, and it's really
so
fun.
So it's not necessarily the biggest stringer wins.
It's the longest stringer that wins, you know, and you continue.
So, and how, is it only five fish or do you
five fish? Yeah,
five fish.
So you can continue to cull out. So if you had five 12-inch fish, and then you know your six fish is a 20-incher, well then that just replaces your 12-incher. But it's all auto updated. It's really fun. We did it last year for the first time. Dallas and I had really good fishing, and it was a fun barbecue and awards and everything afterwards. It's a really, really good time. We dug it. It was very well run. Different format than before, and I think we had more fun doing it this way. It's really cool.
Yeah. So that's the week after the San Diego or the Southwestern Yacht Club Bottom Fish Tournament, which is the Saturday before that. So you want to be sure to check that one out, because that's a fantastic tournament.
There's all kinds going on. Yeah. Bottom Fish Tournament, Day at the Docks, Bay Bass Tournament the following weekend.
At the end of April. Yeah,
yeah, there's a lot going on.
So Saturday the 18th is the Southwestern Yacht Club COD Tournament.
Mm-hmm.
100% of the proceeds go to Captain Rallo's Good to See, Friends of Rallo. So that's pretty cool.
And, again, you want to talk about another tournament. Like, you don't get, I think it's 53rd or 54th year. Like, you don't get 54 years of doing something if it's not a well-run, really fun tournament. Yeah. And that Southwestern sure is.
Yeah, and if you want to sign up for that tournament, come by our booth or the Rallo booth and just scan the QR code. We have a little plaque at our booth. It's going to be at the Del Mar show. And you just or go to Fisherman's Landing or one of the end of the tackles and sign up with your QR code, and you can register right for that Southwestern Yacht Club.
Going to be a lot of fun. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls, more catch reports, and a whole lot more of the boys from Fastlane. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The water's dark green, glassy, and absolutely loaded with XL redfish. He lines up, makes the cast, his lure gets swarmed by hundreds of drum and instantly hooks up. And the best part? He's on a Hobie kayak with no one around. If you're like Quentin Turco, there's nowhere else you'd rather be than on the water making memories. Quentin is going to be joining us at the Fastlane Kayaking booth at the PCS show in Del Mar, March 19th through the 22nd, to share his experience fishing off his Hobie Outback in the Outer Banks. Here at Fastlane, we've been San Diego's Hobie dealer for over 25 years. We love seeing other people getting after it and pushing the limits. Come see the full Hobie lineup, check out our fully rigged Pro Angler build, get your kayak fishing questions answered, and get access to our exclusive boat show deal at the Fastlane booth at the PCS show in Del Mar.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
One rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada, at Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, breathtaking scenery and wildlife, warm community, and truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge. Just steps away from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris, you will be fishing pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook salmon, salmon, halibut, John Leancott, and more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty and wildlife. All of us at Haida Gwaii Safaris have exciting news. We now have our own charter flight to and from Sandspit out of Vancouver, making your trip easier than ever. We pride ourselves on creating unforgettable adventures that turn the first-time guests into longtime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please call 1-877-815-2892 or visit us at qcsafaris.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where unforgettable memories are made one catch at a time.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking fishing, talking fun. Again, giving away a $200 salty shopping spree at Fastlane this morning, as well as two tickets to come join in the fun at the Del Mar Show. Been a lot of fun here this morning already. If you want to join us, 833-288-0973. We are standing by for your call at the fan.
Let's jump in the phones.
You got it, man. We're going to next up talk to Arnie. Arnie's calling us from Vista this morning. Good morning, Arnie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Arnie?
Great show this morning. Hey, the question I have actually is those bits, they sound awesome. Do you have them in the larger guy sizes?
Yeah, they go up to double XL, which I think is up to like a 38 or a 40 waist size.
Ooh, that's a little tight on me, dang it.
Well, I know APCO has like the super big ones too. So if those don't fit you, you could try the APCO bibs, and they'll fit the I think they go a little more like triples, right?
I think so. Yeah. Like that, yeah. But like I said, but going back to those salties, they're so nice that like you can roll those things up and throw them into a backpack. You know, they're very, very packable for something that's 20K waterproof and still breathable. And so, yeah, you guys nailed it.
I could be wrong on the sizing, too.
No, you got it.
We've got all of them down at Fastlane if you wanted to try them out.
Yeah. Come down to Fastlane. Check it out, Ron.
You're welcome, man.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Who knows? Maybe you'll win that $200 gift. Shop and go, Arnie. Right?
All right. Well, we're going to roll right back into the phones. Talk to Roy. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Roy. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Good.
What's up, Roy?
All right. Fishing Spotty Bill right now. Ron, thanks for sponsoring the stuff. Question is, I'm looking for a newer fish finder. I got an older Lowrance that doesn't have a side scan or whatnot. And I was looking at the two, the Garmin and the Lowrance. Is there any modifications that we need to do to I got a 2019 triangular 14. Any modifications I need to do the Guardian plate to get either one of them to work right?
Yeah, there are little alterations that you do. Most of the Lowrance ones will fit in, but when you start to get the other brands of fish finders, then you have to do a little customizing. And got to tell you, Callan's done them all.
Yeah, that's
so
really.
If you have questions, just run them by Callan.
That's what you guys do, right, Logan?
Yeah.
You just customize them for people. You do, Callan, and you do tweaks all the time on different gear at the shop, right?
Yeah, all the time. I mean, he's always back there. Like, people just bring a bunch of stuff, and a lot of times he's figuring some new stuff out on the fly, even, like, repairs and stuff. Like, things are really unique, but he has so much experience that every single time it comes out really, really professional.
Is he like a MacGyver kind of guy?
Yeah, he can. It's pretty crazy, and he's fast, too. Like, I've never seen anyone put a fish finder on anything that fast. On our website, Hayden actually put this on there, but his name is Fastest Fish Finder Install in the West.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's cool. Hey, Roy, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. I've got a great text here from Les in San Diego, and he says, thanks to Ron, his family, and staff for 14 years of fun and exercise.
There you
go. Pretty much says it, right?
Yeah.
You just feel fun.
Well, it's fun to be in shape. It's fun to keep moving. So let's go fishing. And it's like going to the gym.
There you go.
That's what it's been.
Disguise your exercise with fun.
That's right. And I was rehabbing my snapped Achilles tendon, and all I could do was fish. Thank goodness, or I would have went crazy, or probably Debbie would have went crazy.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, I had another fun text. Good morning from North Carolina. How would one that's not in the San Diego area be able to see Hayden's new movie? I still listen every Saturday and Sunday. Love the show. Can't wait to see this new flick.
Oh, right on. We're going to have a few. We're going to be premiering it around the U.S. We don't have any in North Carolina yet. I know we're going to be premiering in Florida in a few months. But yeah, stay tuned. We're going to be releasing different surf shops and places to premiere them, and then eventually it will be on YouTube.
But you're premiering it first, and then it'll be on YouTube.
Yeah, we're going
to
try to do all
the premieres.
So
you have to go find one of your local shops that might have it.
Yep. But yeah, follow Salty Crew. We're going to on Instagram, and we post all of
you'll let people know.
Yep, keep you posted.
When you're going to do it.
Uh-huh.
And again, just so people, if they missed earlier in the show, this is going to be this Friday at Fastlane Dana Landing. You're going to be premiering the movie again.
That's right. Yeah, Friday, March 20th, after the PCS show down at Dana Landing on Mission Bay.
Yeah.
From around 6 to 9 o'clock.
6 to 9 p.m. on Friday.
Yep. Free event.
Free event. Free all food ages. From yep. Charlie's Landing over across the street.
So cool.
Yeah, that's and beverages and more.
That's right.
And lots of fun, too.
Yep.
Lots of Salty Crew gear.
Yep. Yeah, tons of giveaways from all the different brands that are sponsoring. It'll just be a good time.
Cool. All right. Well, hey, I had another great text here. Good morning, everybody. I love when Ron, Hayden, Logan are on the show. They always bring the fun. My question for the crew is, I saw a really cool Garmin motor and graph setup on a kayak at the PCS show, but it was on a brand that I wasn't familiar with, and I'm all Hobie. I wonder if you could give me a little bit of a rundown of what it takes to install the Garmin systems on my Hobie Pro Angler 14. That's from Ralph and Menifee.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an easy one, isn't
it? Easy, yeah. Especially, I mean, the new 2025 Pro Angler has these brass inserts already built into it. Models like the Outback do as well. So you can just, there's a bracket that Garmin makes attached to the motor when you get it, and it just screws right into the kayak, into the brass inserts that are already there. So it's really easy to do. And for like older, older than 2025 Pro Anglers, you can put a mounting bracket on the back that kind of gives you those brass inserts, so you can just screw the mount for the motor in there, and then it's securely attached. You lock it in, find a spot to put your foot pedals if you want to put the Garmin foot pedals on. You don't need to necessarily, so sometimes you can just run it with the remote, like a standard trolling motor on a bass boat.
You know, that's interesting. That's an interesting thing we just came up with. That remote is so easy to use, and it's very intuitive. And then the pedals, that leaves you a little more room. If you're using the remote instead of the pedals, it leaves you a little more room on the deck of the boat. So you've got more acreage.
Yeah.
But both are available. And both, like if you bought the one with the pedals, you can leave them off or put them on. So it's kind of a, I would look at the one at the boat show. I would come down to the boat show and check out the operation.
I think it's perfect. Cool. Ralph, you're going to get hooked up, no doubt.
Sure.
The one thing I can say, it's one of my favorite parts about going to the Fastlane, is the little custom shop you guys have. It's so cool seeing all of the tricks and tips that you guys have done. I mean, you've done it. The true pioneers from back in the beginning days of, you know, gluing down milk crates to boats to now seeing these custom installs, and it's just so clean.
That was the garage art.
My favorite, yeah.
That's the garage art era.
The origins of it. And
every igloo cooler turned into a bait tank.
That's cool.
Now seeing wire runs and bait tanks, and like you guys have just maximized every little space. If there's a little pocket here, like, oh, killer, we can mount this thing up and then tight inside here, and it's out of the way, and I mean, you're turning these boats into machines. It's really cool. I dig it.
One of the guys was saying he was up at a lake, and he was in one of the little rental boats, and he's motoring along, and he says, and then I saw a Pro Angler go right by me, and it had live scope, and it had all these things. He goes, it was like a miniature bass boat.
That's pretty cool. That was me. Like, I remember being at Lake Barrett. I remember being at Lake Barrett in the boat, like in the rental boat with the gas motor, at full tilt going across lake, and we got passed by a kayak that was zipping down that beat us to the spot that had a full stand-up, full live scope, full everything. It's just, they're true machines.
Hey, Mike in San Juan Capistrano says, hi, guys. Rad to hear all the new stuff from Hobie and Salty Crew. Really want to see that new inflatable. Was curious if you give us a sneak peek of any of the show specials that you might be offering from Fastlane and Salty Crew.
Yeah, there's going to be a special.
Yeah, it's going to be a special.
I saw a lot of sideways eyeballs right there.
There's going to be something
good's coming.
There's going to be deals at the Fastlane booth.
Absolutely. And you know how Logan said that Ava is prepping
putting it all together?
Yeah. That's the part that she didn't tell us.
We're not going to tell you until the show, right?
We were trying to get it out of her yesterday.
She's smart. Yeah. See, yeah. And what about Salty?
We're going to be doing we're going to be selling those bibs that we were talking about. We've got three CCA give back tees that we do collabs with Tatty Lures. Amadeo did some artwork for one, and then we have kind of a cool calico like tattoo art looking graphic. And so each of those are a normal price for tees, around $30, but all the proceeds go to CCA California.
Nice.
And then we're going to have
That's really a cool idea. That's a cool idea. Because everybody wants to donate to a group that's protecting our fishing, but getting a free T-shirt out of it?
Yeah.
That's not bad. Yeah. I mean, that way you feel good and you get something.
Yeah.
I love it. It's going to be a great show. And, again, it's starting up here Thursday. It all kicks off, the Del Mar Show. And one lucky caller or texter is going to win tickets to go to that great show. We got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to sign off with a fan, and we're coming to you on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live with another great hour with the boys from Fastlane. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice. We'll see you there.
After a wrecking show in Costa Mesa, the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show, presented by GEICO, now moves to San Diego, March 19th through the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. This show will feature hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up the massive Del Mar Fairgrounds. Fantastic seminars and kids' free trout pond. Seminars featuring some of the top names in the industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, freshwater bass, trout, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. It's great for the whole family. With the fishing season now here, stock up on all your favorite tackle or purchase that dream boat at incredible show prices. Thursday, March 19th to Sunday, March 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by GEICO. Check sportfishingfestival.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Sagro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Sagro Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Sagro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at sagrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop headed created by John is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.